Hi there, and welcome to the Neumann Talk. This short-term podcast series is a community effort of some of the staff and students from the School of Mathematics and Statistics at UNSW Sydney. In this podcast series, we'll be interviewing some of the past winners of the Australian Mathematical Society's BH Neumann Prize and talking about their journeys in the world of mathematics and statistics. I'm Yuri Bunyamin, and I'm going to be your host for this podcast. I'm currently a PhD candidate in the School of Mathematics and Statistics here at UNSW, working under the supervision of three incredible supervisors, Professor Catherine Greenhill, Dr. Diana Coombe, and Dr. Julian Abel. I also happen to be a current winner of the BH Neumann Prize. I won the prize in 2019, jointly with Trang Thi Thien Nguyen from the University of South Australia. In this introductory episode, I want to talk a bit about what this podcast is all about and why we're doing it. Every year, mathematicians from all over Australia come together for the annual meeting of the Australian Mathematical Society, also commonly known as the AusMS Conference. The conference is held at different universities in Australia, and mathematicians and statisticians from all over the country, including many honours, masters, and PhD students, come to give and listen to talks about the latest research as well as other issues related to the mathematics community in Australia. It's also the occasion where the Society awards a number of different prizes. The BH Neumann Prize is awarded for the most outstanding talk presented by a student at the AusMS conference. These talks are almost always about the research that the students have been carrying out and are given in various discipline-specific special sessions organized at the conference. A big team of judges attends all of the talks given by students and has the difficult task of choosing a winner, though some years the judges decide to have the prize shared between two people. In evaluating the talks, the judges are looking out for the motivation and setting of the general context, the methods used to present the material, the organization and structure of the talk, the originality of the substance of the lecture, and the rapport with the audience. The prize is presented at the conference dinner, which usually takes place on the last night of the conference. The prize is named after the late Professor Bernard Hermann Neumann, who played a central role in the society since it was founded in 1956. Professor Neumann was a world leader in research on group theory, but he is also well known for his contributions to programs for talented students in mathematics. I guess now this means that he also has a podcast named after him. In fact, the name of this podcast comes from the fact that the one thing that all of the guests on this podcast have in common is that they've all given a Neumann Prize-winning talk. In 2019, the conference was hosted by Monash University in Melbourne. It was the 63rd annual meeting of the Australian Mathematical Society. But for me, it was my very first time there. In fact, when I went there, I was only an 11-week-old PhD student. So I wasn't there to talk about my research, but rather to talk about a mathematics outreach project which we had been working on throughout the year, with many people in the School of Mathematics and Statistics at UNSW. That year also happened to be the very first time that the conference had a special session dedicated to talks on equity, diversity, and inclusivity in mathematics, and that's the special session where I gave what became my Neumann talk. I guess I've now become a counterexample to the conjecture that you can only win the BH Neumann Prize for a research talk. So, I should briefly tell you about the history of how this prize-winning project came about. Apart from research and teaching, mathematics outreach is an integral part of what we do in the School of Mathematics and Statistics at UNSW Sydney. And by outreach, I don't just mean things that we do to try and get more people to study mathematics with us, But I'm also talking about the community engagement which we do to get people generally more excited about mathematics. There's a lot of great outreach out there about how mathematics has lots of interesting applications and about how mathematics is really important for many of the careers in today's world. But we wanted to focus on outreach aimed at simply giving people a better understanding of what mathematics is really all about. And that's what our project aimed to do. We wanted to develop outreach activities for school students, which were aimed at introducing students to various aspects of mathematical thinking, rather than introducing them to an amusing area or application of mathematics. The idea being that most mathematicians were able to get to where they are today because they were lucky enough to have someone show them what it means to think like a mathematician. And we wanted to share that experience with as many people as possible. But doing this meant that we ourselves had to think long and hard, not only about what mathematics is really about, but also how we would communicate that, especially to an audience which might not exactly be too fond of the subject. We quickly learned that what we set out to do was not a straightforward endeavor. So together with lots of people both in our school and outside our school, we spent a long time thinking about many deep questions about the nature of mathematics and mathematics communication, which ultimately led us to develop a number of outreach workshops. But many of these questions are still open, and this podcast is just one of the ways in which we hope to gain some of the answers to those questions. That night of the conference dinner at the Melbourne Cricket Ground, where I was awarded the prize, is one that I'll never forget. I remember how when I sat back down after receiving the prize, people began to point out the other people in the room who were past winners. I've since come to appreciate what an honor it is to join such a list of esteemed people. Many of them have gone on to become leaders in the mathematics community, both here in Australia and internationally. Professor Jackie Ramage, for example, who was the last winner from UNSW all the way back in 1992, was the one who signed my prize certificate because she was the president of the Australian Mathematical Society in 2019. But many have also gone on to do very interesting things outside academia. We wanted to take advantage of the momentum we gained from the prize to continue developing our projects. So not long after the conference, we started drawing up plans for the year ahead, what we called our Neumann Prize year. We were looking forward to sharing our workshops with a much wider audience, but we were also looking forward to designing a few new ones, ones which until then were just ideas brewing in our minds. We were really excited about the prospect of traveling more this year, not just to deliver our workshop to schools we hadn't been to before, but also to possibly begin workshop design collaborations with mathematicians at other institutions. But it didn't take long before that all changed. When COVID-19 began to spread around Australia, it became apparent that we weren't going to be able to do a lot of the things we had hoped for. And rightfully so, our attention and resources turned to more pressing issues. But although we couldn't visit schools to run workshops, being stuck at home did mean that we had a lot more time to do the one thing that's benefited our project the most, and that's simply to, well, think. It gave us a chance to pause and think more deeply about what it means to share the joys of mathematical thinking with people who haven't been as fortunate as we have. We did get the chance to do a bit of outreach work online, and in doing that, we tried our best to maintain the overarching philosophy of our project. So this has been good for getting us to think about how we can convey the same messages through different mediums. But we were still missing that one thing, that one project which we could look back on and proudly say it was our Neumann year project. You know, something that we could look back on and be proud of and will leave us content that despite the circumstances, we managed to make the most of the opportunities that winning the Neumann Prize afforded us. And after a lot of thought and many months of hard work, we are really proud to finally be launching this podcast series. Doing this podcast is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I get to talk to and learn from some of the greatest mathematicians to have ever been educated in Australia. The day that it really sunk in that doing this podcast was going to be a priceless experience for me was the day when Diana, one of my PhD supervisors, said to me that by the end of this, I would have met and spoken to a wider variety of mathematicians than even some of the most senior mathematicians in the country. And looking through what all of the past winners are up to now, it really does seem like the only thing they have in common is that they are all Neumann winners. The 43 Neumann winners to date have gone on to do an insanely wide variety of things. As you might expect, many of them are still in academia, but not all have stayed in mathematics. Others have gone into many other professions: software developers, school teachers, options traders, and data scientists, just to name a few. We'll explore how engaging with mathematics at a really high level has influenced not only how they approach their careers, but also how they approach their everyday lives. Throughout the series, we'll be speaking to all kinds of mathematicians at all stages of a career, from the earliest winners who were students in the 1980s to the most recent winners who are still working towards their PhD. We'll learn about how people's experiences with mathematics have been like across the decades. We'll hear stories from all corners of mathematics and find out what sets apart all the different areas of mathematics, as well as what brings them together. But ultimately, we want to ask some of the deepest philosophical questions that we have about what mathematics really is. And I guess it isn't too bad an idea that if we were ever going to ask these questions, it would be to people who have won an award for their ability to communicate ideas in mathematics. There are just a couple of things we have to mention before we get underway with the series. Firstly, we should mention that all the work being done on this podcast, including the interviews with the winners, was carried out in accordance with the COVID-19 restrictions that apply in Sydney, as well as wherever our team or the winners are residing. And I can confidently say this because all the work and all of the interviews were done entirely online. This is why you might find the audio quality varying from one episode to the other. While this podcast is about mathematics, and mathematics is often associated with being about cold hard truths, it doesn't mean that everything we discuss is going to be free of opinions. So it's important to note that any views expressed by anyone in the podcast are entirely of the person sharing them and do not necessarily reflect the views of UNSW Sydney or any of its entities. Nor do they necessarily reflect the views of any entities which the winners might represent. We hope that it is in fact the variety of perspectives that will consolidate our understanding of mathematics. Like all the other outreach projects we've worked on, there is an insanely large team of people working on this podcast. While you might only get to hear my voice most of the time, other than the voice of the winners we're interviewing, of course, there's an army of dedicated students and staff from our school who work tirelessly to make sure that we're putting out the best product possible. I really want to thank all of them for their contributions and for making this podcast possible. The journey to get to where we are now was long, and every step of the way, I've had a chance to collaborate with some incredible people, and for that, I feel like these people are equally responsible for this podcast. I want to give a special shout out to the students of the AMSI Summer School, a summer school organized by the Australian Mathematical Sciences Institute, which we hosted at UNSW in 2019. The AMSI Summer School is an annual month-long summer school for honours, masters, and PhD students from all over Australia. And it was during that month at UNSW when we talked about many of the ideas which have led to our project being what it is today. I also want to thank the many people from the external experts we consulted to the students and staff here at UNSW who have contributed to our project in one way or another. But there's definitely a very special group of people that deserve more than just a mention. Diana Coombe, Michael Dennis, Ali Ganguly, Manzoor Khan, and Ali Nasari, the co-authors of my Neumann talk. I've never felt like the prize is mine, but rather ours, because without them, I wouldn't be a Neumann winner. And so I blame them for all the crazy adventures I've been taken on since. So we hope that there's something in this podcast for everyone. If you're still in the early stages of your mathematical training at university, we hope that this will give you a better idea for the journey that lies ahead, should you choose to keep going down this path. If you identify as a mathematician, then many of the ideas that come up throughout the series, you probably already know. But we hope that you might hear these often difficult ideas to convey being communicated in ways you might not have considered before. If you're still in high school, we hope this will give you a better sense of where all the maths that you spend countless hours learning about is leading to. If you're a mathematics teacher, we hope this will help you better engage in the craft that is mathematics, so that you can better engage the people you teach. And no matter who you are, we hope that this podcast will give you a better understanding of what mathematics is really about. I can't wait to share with you all of the cool things that I've learned from the Neumann winners that have come before me. The Neumann Talk is a podcast produced by students and staff from the School of Mathematics and Statistics at UNSW Sydney and hosted by me, Yudi Bunyamin. Thanks to the huge team working on this podcast, far too many people to mention one by one, but you'll definitely hear all of their names across all the episodes. We'll be releasing a new interview with a different Neumann winner every Thursday. You can listen to us on most podcast hosting platforms, as well as on YouTube with closed captions. Follow UNSW Maths and Stats on Facebook or Instagram to see updates on the latest episodes, as well as other exciting news from our school. Also, we're really keen to get to know our audience a bit better, so if you're listening, we'd love to hear from you. Send me a tweet or a message on Twitter to @Yudi_Bunyamin. Let us know who you are and if there's something one of the winners talked about that really resonated with you, or even if you have any deep philosophical questions about mathematics of your own.